USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
I'm committed to never voting to change the legislative filibuster.
That would be the end of the Senate.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You cannot change the rules in the middle of the game because you do not like the outcome.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Representatives from Russia and NATO are meeting in Brussels today for a high-stakes talks aimed at diffusing growing tensions over Russia's military buildup near the Ukraine border. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
One of America's biggest banks is planning on cutting fees.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 5% of checking account holders get hit with overdraft fees more than 20 times a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Police Department arrested a man in connection to the fatal shooting of a Taco Bell worker during a feud over a fake $20 bill over the weekend. The unidentified suspect is being held on $2 million bail. The victim, Alejandro Garcia, a 41-year-old father who was gunned down while working with his son at the fast food restaurant on Saturday night. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new law in New York City will allow illegal immigrants to vote. Not only is this a direct violation of the Constitution, this could be the ultimate foreign influence in our elections. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says we need to start defunding states that allow this unconstitutional law.
Election law belongs with the states. Legislatures should be the ones determining election law. We've established that with, you know, the fact that Nancy Pelosi tried to steal an election right in Iowa, right? We had a certified election, and they tried to take that seat from Congresswoman Noah Meeks. So I never thought I'd have to actually clarify that American citizens should have an easy way to vote and we should make it hard for them to cheat. But these progressive policies are wrong for our country. American citizens should be the ones who are deciding American policy and American policymakers to represent them, not people who are not citizens of this country.
The Republican representative has a plan.
Well, there are a couple of ways we can do it. Number one, it's protecting states' rights, as I mentioned. That purview of election law belongs with our states. But we can push back with funding also. You know, these liberal communities that decide to enact these laws that are wrong for the country, and frankly, I believe unconstitutional. If you look at the language in there, it says citizens are the ones who should be voting. We can push back by saying, hey, we don't want to give you federal funding. So I've signed on to legislation to do exactly that. We don't need other communities following New York City's lead on this very progressive and damaging policy.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to find out more, give us a visit at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.